We were founded a long time ago, over 100 years ago, by military leaders who couldn't find insurance because of what we did. And so it's always been a huge part of who we are as a company because of what we do to support the people who serve us.
720 WGN, typically high atop Chicago in the Skyline studio, but here at the epicenter of football of America, right here on Radio Row for the Army-Navy game. And two men of the hour here that are putting it all together that I think are so responsible, not only for so much the impact that happens on the corporate side and on the insurance side, but also on the experience side here from USAA. We've got Bill White and Rob Braggs. Guys, welcome to WGN.
Thanks for having us, Beat Army.
Well,
oh, come on now, Bill.
There you go.
Is that what you guys do? So this is kind of a is this unscripted, or do you guys have like a, you know, scripted insults? Hey, I'm going to say this just so you know.
No, it's definitely not scripted.
I would never let him know what I'm going
to
do.
Now, the authenticity that you guys bring to it, a little bit of the background for both of you guys. Not only do you represent and support the interests of each one of the academies independently, but you guys have histories at both as well.
Yeah, I'm a 1994 graduate of the United States Military Academy at West Point, which makes me a far superior human being than Bill.
And it makes him younger. So I'm a,
go talk.
I'm a 1990 graduate of the United States Naval Academy in Annapolis.
Wow.
Yeah, it's good stuff. It's good stuff.
It is. I mean, these are aspirational places to go. There is a lot of mystery around it. A lot of what America, whether their association or their support for the Army or the Navy, maybe family members, maybe the, you know, in their community, maybe there's a base there, maybe they've got some connection. But the teams themselves associated with the academies, talk a little bit about that. You know, just the experience from the academy side, you know, the people that are actually playing, and just your thoughts about that rivalry.
Well, I like to say the first four words you learn at Navy are go Navy, beat Army. And you learn to count the days, you know, and one of the days that you count is how many days until we beat Army in football. So as a plebe, that's a thing you can recite all your first semester. And the football players, of course, are all around you. These are not some people that are in some other area of the campus. They are embedded. They are just other students at the school, other midshipmen. So you get them going through the same experience that you are, and it brings a lot of respect, right? Because you see how hard they work, not only on the field, but you know how hard they work in the classroom and in Bancroft Hall.
Yeah, I agree. I think at West Point, we have a tunnel called Beat Navy Tunnel, and so it's you march through it on a regular basis, and as you march through, you're saying, beat Navy, much louder. And one of the best ways to get hazed is to not be loud enough. Oh. So it is a point of emphasis, to say the least. But I agree with Bill. Our classmates, our players, and they're around us all the time. Hugely supportive of the team, not because they're just football players, but because they're teammates, and we're all going to serve in the military together. And so it's what happens after the academy that makes what we do while we're there more special.
Yeah, the rivalry is absolutely no joke. Our son is at West Point now. And when I thought, you know, and coming from Chicago, we've got Bears Packers, right? So it's obviously, and it's situational and it's seasonal, right? Where you take time to just actively hate the other team or to be, you know, against them in that rivalry setting. But when it was like in March and every email ended with beat Navy, it's like, wow, are you really? Like, you have to end everything. I mean, they take it very, very seriously. On the other side, my daughter is applying for the Naval Academy. She just had her congressional nomination meeting.
Congratulations.
So it'll be like a house, you know, if it works out, a house divided. But here's the thing that everybody says when we talk to the service members against, you know, it's the biggest rivalry. But other than this one day, all part of that same team, and when it comes to USAA and the support that you guys have for the men and women in the uniform, the veterans, let's talk a little bit about that. I love commercials. And, you know, in the insurance space, you have so many, like, pretty prominent players that are, you know, the commercials, whether it's about a lizard or, like, an ostrich or whatever it is. It has very little to do with the insurance side. You guys keep it there. Talk about the insurance and the opportunities dedicated for veterans.
Well, I love that. And one of the things that we were founded a long time ago, over 100 years ago, by military leaders who couldn't find insurance, right? Because
of the life of danger.
Because of what we did. And so it's always been a huge part of who we are as a company because of what we do to support the people who serve us. And so for me, when I think about like the commercials that you see where it's about the rate, the prices, for us it's about service. And what we want to highlight in all those commercials is you can find other companies that do what we do, but you can't find other companies that do what we do the way we do it. And we serve members with purpose. Bill and I both lead large contact centers where we're talking to members every single day. We're greeting them with name and rank because we want to remind them that we know who they are. Mm. and we're thanking them for their service every single interaction because we want to remind them that we care about what they did. And so for us, it's about how we do what we do and who we do it for that makes us, to me, the one of the best companies that you can find in terms of like what we mean to the world, to the people we serve, and to the people who are currently serving.
So many Americans, you know, your son and hopefully your daughter as she enters the Naval Academy, they put on the uniform of our country. We send them around our country and around the world. We put them in harm's way. And they, guess what? They still have to pay bills.
Yeah.
Right? They still have an apartment or barracks or a house. They still need to save for retirement. They still need all these same things. But they are just in a tougher situation. So to Rob's point, what we're trying to do every single day is impact the men and women that serve, make sure that it's easy for them to focus on the mission, to focus on each other, and we have their back. And then as they leave the military, whether that's after 4 years or 40 years, and they pass on that USA membership to the next generation, we have brought to them something special. And to Rob's point, we know what it means to serve. We give them great service. We hold ourselves to that high standard. And then they say, you know what? We've got your back too. Right, because this is one group, and the better our membership is, yep, the better the company is, because we own the company, right? We own the company. Our members own the company.
One of the fun things that you guys do on the commercials, and it's one thing to have that familiarity with the community, the support, that history with the community, but it's exclusive to the community, and that's part of it. You know, some of the fun, you know, there's very few commercials where the product is, you know, not accessible to the people on it, right? And so talk a little bit about that. You mentioned that if you have a relative, if your father, if your grandfather, they can go ahead and pass down the opportunity to have USAA. Talk about whether it's that exclusivity or just how you get involved.
Well, it is exclusive. It's exclusive to the military community. And, you know, people talk a lot of times these days about building intergenerational wealth. Well, I'll tell you what, one way to start is being a USAA member and passing on that generational membership to the next generation and helping them understand how to save some money, how to protect their, you know, their home, how to do the right thing, manage credit and debt. And if we do a great job, we're going to help families build that wealth and transfer that knowledge and that success, that American dream, to the next generation.
To WGN Radio, we reach, you know, 38 states in Canada. We've been broadcasting over 100 years. Vast listening audience from all ages. Is it the kind of thing where could you be, you mentioned after 40 years, so could you be an older veteran and then decide, hey, I want to get in on USAA and then be able to pass it down? Or can just one of your relatives have served and you have that information? How does that work?
Yeah, so if you've served, and no matter when you served, and as long as you've been honorably discharged, you can become a member. And if you get membership, then the people in your family, your family tree, if you will, can also gain membership. So to your point, it's not, you know, conditioned upon you doing it while you're serving. It's if you've honorably served, we got you. And I think the thing that Bill highlighted we can't ignore is it's not just about getting a product, because a lot of companies will sell you something. It's about how we wrap our membership, you know, how we wrap our arms around them, deliver great advice, constant coaching and consulting to make sure they have what they need when they need it, even if they don't know they need it. And I think it's the broader mission of what we do that makes us special, because we don't focus on getting you a product. We focus on making you a member for life and making sure that you feel the entire time you're a member, we're taking care of you.
The most important thing that Rob and I get measured on is the satisfaction of our members. I mean, that is it. And you can measure it a lot of ways. One of them is, do they stick with us?
Yep.
Right? Do they stick with us? And it's hard to find somebody that's got more people that stick with them than we do and that give us accolades on how we serve them.
Well, you feel like if you know, that's part of a community that understands you, that knows you, that supports you. It's one thing. We'll have links up at WGNradio.com for all of that before we let you go, guys. And you have dual citizenship here, right? And I think so it isn't where you have just one allegiance. Maybe you individually do, but as a company, and you are such a big part of the experience. Here, I've got to give you, and of course, we'll have pictures up at WGNradio.com, just an amazing setup that you have here in support of the media that helps share that story. But for all of those fans that are going to experience it, what are some of the things that you want them to take note of as they experience the game through USAA?
Rob likes to talk about the fact that the cadets and the midshipmen stand outside for a long time.
They do. So your son will tell you this, right? They'll be out there tomorrow morning around 7 a.m. They march on at 11. The game starts at 3.
No.
The game ends at 7. Those men and women will be out there for most of the day. But what you'll see, what you'll notice is during the game, you will not see a more energized group of people in your entire life. Every single moment matters. They're standing up. They're going to be cheering. It's, you know, one of the things I look at when I watch it is like when I was there, that's what we did. And then 20 years later, that's what we did. And now much more than that, years
later.
That's what you always, so no matter what changes around the world, what you always see is cadets and midshipmen bouncing around, having a good time, waving hats, cheering, jeering, whatever it is, for 3 hours, despite the fact that their day started a long time ago.
And there'll be some veterans there, you know, family members who've never been to the Army-Navy game, and it's a bucket list item for them. And they want to be there, right? And they're there early. They see the military equipment that we have at the stadium, right? There's big activations, as we call it, you know, all sorts of stuff to
march
do.
March on.
March on, right? Watch the cadets and the midshipmen march on, and hopefully we stay in step. And then, you know, but
not likely.
But to Rob's point, hey, you know, we're on the water, right? You know what I mean? It's kind of, we're on the water, so it's not as important. But, yeah, it's just a great experience.
As much changes, you know, over the years, there are some constants, some things that stay the same, that history, that tradition, and, of course, USAA. So thanks, guys, for everything you're doing, for your service, for your inspiration, and for everything you're doing with the company. And thanks for jumping on the show today.
Thanks for having us. We appreciate it, Beat Navy.
Go Navy, Beat Army.